Tire Tracks and Twinkle Lights by C. Willis Ritter, based on a true story. He hears and answers me when I pray in faith. Children's Songbook, page 14. Christy peeked excitedly through the curtains. Snow glistened in the moonlight. "Ready to go look at the Christmas lights?" Mommy asked. "You need to put on your hat, coat, and mittens." Christy skipped to the closet and pulled her coat off a hanger. She found her hat and mittens. Soon she was wrapped up like a caterpillar in a cocoon. Outside, Christy made footprints in the snow. Her breath came out like steam. Mommy helped her into her car seat. Their van crunched through the snow, making new tire tracks. Christy looked at her house. It looked like a twinkling gingerbread house, she giggled. The whole neighborhood looked magical. "Look at that one," Christy squealed, pointing to a house covered in pink lights. "Oh," she said, pointing to a giant Christmas star sparkling with tiny white lights. Mommy drove farther and farther. Christy grew sleepy watching the colorful lights. Soon it was time to go home. Mommy drove onto a small road to turn around. The road was piled with snow. Mommy tried to back up. The tires spun around. Whirr, whirr. Snow flew up, but the van didn't move. Mommy tried to go forward. The tires spun around again. Whirr, whirr. More snow flew up, but the van still didn't move. Mommy tried to go back again and forward again. The van didn't budge. They were stuck. Mommy got out of the van and looked down the road. Christy couldn't see any cars. She began to feel nervous. What if they had to stay here until morning? Then she remembered something. Heavenly Father always knows where we are. She felt better. Mommy got back in the van. She looked worried. "Mommy, it's okay," Christy said. "Heavenly Father knows where we are. We can pray and ask Him to help us get unstuck." "That's a good idea," Mommy said. Christy folded her arms and bowed her head. "Heavenly Father," she said, "would you please send someone to help us get home?" Christy felt warm inside. She knew Heavenly Father had heard her. "Thank you, Heavenly Father," she thought. "It's all right, Mommy. We'll be okay now." Mommy smiled and nodded her head. She still looked worried. Bright lights lit up the back of the van. A man climbed out of a big truck. He waved as he waded through the snow. "You look like you could use some help," he said. "I'll have you out in a jiffy." The man hooked a big chain to the back of the van. His truck pulled the van right out of the snow. Mommy could drive again. She thanked the man and started for home. "Christy, you taught me a lesson tonight," Mommy said. "Heavenly Father always cares about us. I love you." Christy felt thankful and happy. "I love you too, Mommy." Sidebar: God never leaves us alone, never leaves us unaided in the challenges that we face. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Ministry of Angels, Ensign, November 2008, page 31. End of the story, Tire Tracks and Twinkle Lights by C. Willis Ritter.